support icala lapha kuzawufuneka abantu abangu 50 nje namanje.
Akusaportwana mfowethu.
Yeyi. Impilo enjani ke manje le?
Uyabona nje thina sikhangela ozange bamfolo waza azange sizo zathi ngakhuluma ngamafoni.
Hayi. Hayi bazafanele benze le bebenza ngokuthi bayenze iZoom.
Hayi kunjalo mngalo.
Isibetho siyangena nje.
Ya.
Yini into ezasiza manje?
Ah, siyabonga comrade.
No, siyabonga, siyabonga.
Baba Fukra.
Yebo. Kunjani?
Kunjani wethu?
Baba mkhulu.
Baba sohlalo.
Sasekhona lapha emhlabeni ba.
Eh, sasa. Unkulunkulu ngamandla ke sayivika ne COVID le.
Ungasiphethe manje, usasiphethe unkulunkulu.
Ah, usasigadile kwethu.
Yebo.
Yebo mfowethu.
We must say thanks to uNkulunkulu ukuthi he is still saying no, I want to.
Exactly.
Kufuneka siyenze lo msebenzi.
Ah, kunjalo, kusafanele siyenze iphela.
Yes, bonge kakhulu.
Okay.
Even for the rain, we must say thank you.
Exactly, Fred.
Modula stulo. Modula stulo supra.
Dumelang, Salo.
Oh, I thought there's no connection. The guy outside. I'm alright. I thought maybe I'm disconnected because
no,
people
are not connected. We are connected, sir.
Yeah, I think we can now start with our meeting and take this opportunity to welcome everybody. This is the new year 2021. It has come up with its own challenges, which started in 2020 around COVID-19. Yesterday, we saw the arrival of the first batch of the vaccine in the country. And the president and the deputy president, the minister of health, said to receive the vaccine and explain to everyone else how these things are going to be working. Yesterday also the president did some announcements which have got some impact on the hospitality industry relating to beaches, dams, events, alcohol, and so on. We just hope that people will behave responsibly so that we stop the spreading of the virus. Without the agenda was circulated to us in advance, we from the Democratic Alliance, because Honorable Krambok is no longer going to be with us. So we welcome Honorable Shamina. How do I spell your surname, Shamina? Winkler.
Yes, W-I-L-E-R, Winkler.
Winkler. Yes, thank you very much. You are welcome.
I'm happy to be part of the portfolio. Thank you for the introduction.
You're welcome. Feel at home. Unfortunately, we can't meet physically at this stage, but at some point we'll be physical, the rest of us. At some point.
Fingers crossed on that.
Yes, fingers crossed on that. So, honorable members, we welcome our new member, and we must also acknowledge the contributions and the role that was played by Honorable Krambok. He always made a lot of productive contributions in the committee. I take with the honorable members that because the agenda was circulated in advance, we take it as it is. Can we have a mover for adoption?
Honorable Chairperson. It's Honorable Makubela Mashele.
Yes.
I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you, Honorable Makubela. Any seconder?
Honorable Stroller. Seconded.
In that is all.
Yes, seconded.
Thank you very much. That's our seconder. Ntate Boltina.
I
hope you are ready now to take us through the draft program.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, thanks very much, and good morning to everybody and all members of the committee. Welcome back. Chair, you will recall last time when we were in the committee meeting on the 24th of November, we indicated to the committee that we were still waiting for the Office of the House Chairperson to give us some guidelines as to how are we going to plan the first term of 2021 from January up to March. Subsequent to that, we received some guidelines from the Office of the House Chairperson. In that document they sent, he was just indicating to the committees matters that needs to be prioritized for this first quarter. One of those things, the office was indicating that the committees that have legislation must focus on those bills so that those legislation can be finalized. The second thing that they raised in their correspondence was the issue of the State of the Nation address, which will be on the 11th of February. And then the third issue they raised again was the issue of the budget speech. Chair, we, as indicated, we have drafted the program of the committee, and then we were advised that the programs must be submitted by the 9th of December. And we have done that. Unfortunately, when we were supposed to implement it in January, then we were told again there's a training that is arranged for members. So the meeting of the 26th, then we had to postpone it. So members will see in what is on the screen the program that we have drafted, and then we submitted, and it was approved. Then later, we were told that there's going to be training of members and all of those things. So that decision affected what we've already planned. So basically, based on what we've submitted, the Chairperson and the members, this is what is a revised program that we are resubmitting to the committee so that the committee can consider it. If the committee agrees with us, and then we can submit this this program to the Office of the House Chairperson. One, the members will see on number one, we requested that the agenda, the consideration of the program that must be done on the 26th. However, that meeting had to be postponed, honorable members, due to this training program that I'm talking about. The second thing, the 2nd of February, and then we just shifted that agenda of the 26th, and then we brought it to the 2nd of February, meaning today, Chairperson. Number three, initially, we were a little bit reluctant, to commit this date, because at the same time, we were trying to be sensitive that maybe parties may request party caucuses and all of that. But because of the program that we have received to Parliament, they have indicated that the committees can proceed and have meetings on that day. So what we are also indicating, because we didn't program that date before, so we are proposing to the committee chair that given the launch of the tourism equity fund that we attended last week, whether was there no way that we can also try and formalize this thing and invite the department so that they can come and make a formal presentation to the committee so that we can start engaging with them on a number of things. That's what we are proposing on that date, Chairperson. And then on the 11th, Chair, as we all know, that day is scheduled for the sauna at 7 o'clock in the evening. And then on the 16th, we are proposing that the support team, the support team will develop the analysis of the state of the nation, and then from there they will raise that the issues that relate to us as a portfolio committee on tourism. Then number six, Chair, the 23rd of February, Chair, we, because we didn't have the Letofa forum by the end of December, the reason was that because the NA kept on changing the program. Initially, we were told that the first week of December, we must not do anything about it because the National Assembly Programming Committee was anticipating to receive a lot of reports from the committees. So they said we must not program anything. Now, on the basis of that, that's why we did not arrange the Letofa forum. Then it was later on where they indicated, you know, the committees can use it on that first week of December. So it was very late on our side that we can issue out some notices to the provincial chairs. So on the basis of that, we are proposing that on the 23rd of February, then we convene the Letofa forum. And one of the issues that we're also raising, Chair, is that in the event that meeting of the 9th, it doesn't take place, then we may also call the department to brief the committee on the Tourism Equity Fund on that date. so that we can make it for the provincial chairpersons to also benefit to that presentation from the department, and so that going forward we can make sure that we are all on the same page on that issue, chairperson. And then for number seven, item number seven, the 24th of February, then it will be the budget speech as indicated, chair. Then the 2nd of March, what we are proposing, chair, the committee will recall that the first quarter report, it formed part of the BRRR report. So we have dealt with that. So what we are left with the second quarter and third quarter report. So we are proposing that on the 2nd of March, then the Department of Tourism can come to the committee and present that second and third quarter report. And then we are proposing as well that on the 9th, and they can also, the South African Tourism as well, they can come to the committee and also present their second quarter and third quarter performance services, as it is also part of our responsibility that we must make a follow-up on these quarterly reports, so that to ensure that the department does account on quarterly basis to the committee. And then on the 16th of March, Chair, the committee will recall that initially we indicated that this meeting with the Department of Water and Sanitation, we were supposed to meet with them on the 2nd of February. Unfortunately, because of the changes that were done by Parliament, and those changes affected the programming of committees, so we are proposing that meeting we reschedule it for the 16th of March. And then also in the same meeting, then we will also be tabling the annual activity report of the portfolio committee for 2020, Chairperson. So that is what we are proposing. That is what we are proposing. That is what we are proposing, Chair. Chair, the committee will recall as well. Last year, the committee has identified 18 departments that we think that their role is a critical part in our sector as tourism. Then the committee agreed that amongst those departments, six of them, they have to meet with the committee as soon as possible. One of those departments was COCTA, which we all know, honorable members, minister has already met with us. Then the second department that we need to meet with them as soon as possible is the Department of Human Settlement, Water and Sanitation, because members, they raised that issue that there is a serious problem in our establishment with the supply of water and all of those things. So it's on the basis of that service that we have planned it. This briefing to be in this way. Then if I can go back to number three, Chair, on number nine, at this stage we are not certain, Chair, whether, because as of yesterday we were told that the Parliament has arranged a pension fund meeting for all members of Parliament, where they will be discussing or explaining this pension fund thing of members of Parliament. As of yesterday, we were told that meeting is still on, and it is also in the program of Parliament. So that's why you will see our item number three, Chairperson. I've put some question marks there, that in the event that meeting goes ahead, And then we will have to then shift that agenda item, and then we put it to item number 6, where we can do that briefing in that Litofo forum, so that even the provincial chairpersons can also benefit from that change. So those are the issues, Chair, that we are proposing to the committee, just to look at them, and then if the committee agrees with us, then we will resubmit this program to the Office of the House Chairperson so that it can be approved, and then we can implement it. Because one of the things that we have looked at it as a team, Chair, was that when we look at the time when we last met last year, we found that there were so many things that happened in the sector. One of those things, the country moved to level 3. As we read in a number of reports and newspapers, we found that some of the hotels were closed and all of that. So one of the things the team was also raising was whether was it not possible for also we can find the time and see, can't the committee also invite the Tourism Business Council as well, so that they can update the portfolio committee as to exactly what is happening in the sector, what are the current issues, how are they dealing with those issues. So those are some of the issues that we were thinking about it. But unfortunately, as we all know, last night then we were told by the president, as it was indicated, that some of the restrictions then were relaxed and all of that. And then we will see how do we find the space and time, so that if it is possible, then we can also program them and so that they can do an update to the committee with regard to their activities in the sector. So in brief, Chair, this is what we are tabling to the committee, and that's what we requested the committee to look at it, and if agreed and supported it, and then we'll ask the Chair to sign it off, and then we can submit it to the Office of the House Chairperson for consideration and approval, so that we can implement it going forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Ntate Boltina. Honorable members, my network is a bit very, very unstable here. So I've requested Honorable Makubela, in case something happens, she must proceed with the presiding over the meeting. That's why I don't have my camera on. Ntate Boltina, there's just one thing. You remember just before the COVID-19 set in, we were on our way to an oversight visit in Limpopo. And then we said that we'll see it this year. So even if it's not Limpopo, but I think all of us would want to do some oversight visit somewhere. So if that can be inserted, if all of us agree about it, then that will be okay. Honorable members, there's the program. What are the comments? Let's start with Ntate Sithole.
First of all, Chairperson, I want to greet you in this year and other members of the portfolio committee. And then there's something that I'm trying to check, Chairperson, because you cover the oversight issue. The other one, I was trying to check number 8, which is South African tourism.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Honorable Venkler.
Thank you. Sorry, I don't have the raise hand function on Zoom. So yes, I'm sorry, my signal was a little patchy back.
Oh, sorry, Honorable Venkler. One of the things we do here,
yes,
is that we don't raise our hands in the committee. All of us, we speak.
Just speak.
Yeah, all of us, we speak. It's very rare where there's raised hands, there people raise their hands. So we give everybody an opportunity to speak.
Oh, okay, thank you. So is it my turn now?
It's sort of compulsory to speak.
I like this. Very
yes,
Dr.
Ten, my sister, we welcome you. This is your maiden input, yeah.
Thank you. So I heard one of the members was talking about oversight, and I think that it's really important that we identify key areas where tourism has really been negatively impacted by COVID, and that's probably all across South Africa. But perhaps we, as a group, as a collective, we can decide which areas we really need to go and do oversight in and assist. I know that the coastal areas in KwaZulu-Natal have really been hard hit. We've got the Golden Mile here, we've got Isimangaliso, we've got ecotourism on the south and the north coast. We've got Howick. So I would like to put, you know, a suggestion of KZN on the map and for us to visit a few spots here. And then another thing I would like to suggest is also that we have a committee sitting that discusses the, I think it was a fund to assist tourism operators. I've received quite a few emails from people saying that, you know, they really are struggling to get this subsidy from the department. And I think a lot of the industry is feeling very frustrated because they feel that they don't really have a lot of input at this level. So perhaps we can, you know, increase participation by convening a portfolio committee and then inviting key industry players who have had I think frustration and no success with trying to access very integral and necessary funding for their different industries. So yeah, those are my suggestions. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Bengal, and thanks very much for that important input. Honorable Kalipa. TD.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
and compliments to all members of the portfolio committee and our team for the new season. Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the opportunity. I want to agree with the presentation, Chairperson, and also the input of Honorable Sithole. Most of the time, I don't agree with him. But this time, Chairperson, 2021, I must agree with Honorable Stoller. And also agree with your input, Chair, around Limpopo, that we really need on the oversight, because if the work in the last term, in fact, last year, we have not been doing the oversight. I remember the last one is when we went to, the team went to KwaZulu-Natal. That was the last oversight. And if we can improve on that one, Chairperson, that would be in the best of the interest of the committee and also in the interest of the industry and also in the interest of Parliament. So I agree with those input, Chairperson, and also move that in areas where there will be a change because of what and that Jerry has raised. We need to accommodate some of those challenges. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Kalipa. Honorable Gumbi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning to all the
Gumbi.
Chairperson, can you hear me? Hello?
We can hear you, Honorable Gumbi.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to all the colleagues. My input is that, and Honorable Winkler touched on this a little bit. So there's two things, really. The first is on the matter of oversight. I think that it is a small shortcoming if we don't have some components of oversight. I think that we are able to observe all the protocols. If it means that even that oversight is split in the sense that it's not the entire committee in one specific space or whatnot, I think that those things we are able to do. But I think it's very important that, especially under these times at the moment, that our committee be the one really at the forefront looking out for probably the industry which was most hardest hit, where people are looking for some sense of like representation from their public reps in parliament to be able to speak for them. So I think that that oversight matter is very important, and I think it's something that we need to look into. And I know Honourable Winkler spoke about KZN, and when we had recently KZN, I think was the last one we went to with how it falls or not. But the point is that there's no shortfall of places which we can go to. The second matter, Honourable Chair, which touches a little bit onto this, is that we need to have an engagement with many of these industry players, small people in particular, small business players, who are hardest hit by lockdown. Some of them, their businesses went under. Some of them are just surviving. But I don't think that we have provided really a solid platform for many of these small enterprises and small businesses in the tourism sector who have been running for some time, creating jobs and adding to the value chain, to be able to speak to us as a portfolio committee and in essence speak to Parliament. So every single thing of ours is tailored around necessarily the departments, what are our thoughts. So whether it's got to do with police and maybe the failure of police in previous portfolio committees, water and sanitation, etc. Everything which is specifically directly government related in terms of what is government services providing to provide infrastructure. But the very people who are in the tourism business, the people who are delivering products and services that people come for, we haven't actually had a chance where we really engage them as a portfolio committee. And I think that it would be really a miss of us in the current times that we're in the current struggles that they're having, if we don't put that on the agenda. And that's something that's got to be on the agenda immediately within this first term. And so something like that can also be fed into some kind of an oversight or whatnot. And you can even do it more than once, because you can have it even as an oversight, or you can be able to do something that invites those small players even on virtual platforms right now. And, you know, and people will be angry, and people will have all sorts of thoughts about how things perhaps are managed and how things should be managed going forward. But I think it's important for us as public representatives to receive that. And I'd like to ask that also be placed on the agenda and on the program necessarily for this first term. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thanks, Honourable Gumbi. Honourable Motega. It doesn't look like we've got Honourable Moteka. Can we go to Honourable Kumba? Ausmelina.
Thank you very much.
Kumba, Kumba.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair, and the compliment of the new year to the members of the committee. Honourable Chair, I would love to agree with the program that was presented by Honourable Botina, by Mr. Botina, and also agree with the oversight visit. But I would love to believe that our oversight visit must be in Limpopo, as you have said it, but also agree, I propose that we also consider playing an oversight role to the areas which were having incomplete projects from the previous financial years and still uncompleted, so that we can visit them and be able to play a full oversight role that will also give us the opportunity to get the monitoring and evaluation reports on those incomplete tourism destinations that money was spent on. So it is only not going to be about the
entrepreneurship, but also about our tourism destinations where money was spent and incompleted. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Gumbi. Honorable Kumba, sorry. I like Honorable Gumbi too much. Honorable Mpushe, push. It's your turn
thanks,
now.
Thanks, Shepherd. Good morning, Chair, and compliments of the season to you and the honorable members and our support staff. Chair, mine would be to support the presented program with the addition that we must conduct oversight. Then we will be presented before we conduct the oversight with the highlights of our focus when we visit. That will be all, Chairperson, from my side. Thanks.
Thanks.
I fully support the program.
Thanks, Honorable Push. And Dr. Gallo. Honorable Gallo. Honorable April. Honorable Miyeni. Honorable T.S. Kaiko. Is Honorable Moteka back? Let me see in the participants here. Yeah? Honorable Moteka, yeah. Auxili. Honorable Mampubela.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee on Tourism, and I must also say compliments of the new year to all of us as members of the Portfolio Committee, and also give warm welcome to Honorable Winkler Shamina, who's joining us as a member of the Portfolio Committee. Honorable Chairperson, I would also want to agree and with the proposed program as outlined by our Secretariat, Mr. Boltina. What is very important to me, which I can highlight in this program, is the fact that they've put in the slot where they're inviting the department to come in and share with us the recent launched Tourism Equity Fund, so that we can go into detail, or the department can go into detail, and then we can also understand all the aspects of the fund, and then we can also be able to ensure that in our own constituencies we are able to encourage tourism establishments to look into using this or utilizing these resources that government is putting forth to ensure that it revives tourism and ensures that businesses within tourism are grown and there are new avenues and new entrants into the tourism value chain and tourism product development. I want to appreciate that particular slotting of the department coming in, and I am hoping we will have a fruitful engagement with the department where we'll be able to understand all the aspects that goes into this tourism equity fund and how best it can be able to work for our own people. Otherwise, Chairperson, I'm in agreement with the proposed program, and I would also put forth that I believe it's a workable program that would be taking us as the People's Portfolio Committee on Tourism towards a process that says we are doing our oversight responsibilities and our duties in a manner which says public representatives should be doing in order to ensure that the tourism space or the tourism sector is oversighted by us and the department, by us as we do even to the department. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Makubela Kialaboha. So going forward, what will then be included in the program will be the following things. One, find space to engage with both big and small players in the industry, organized and unorganized. Two, meeting, this one is already done, the meeting with the department to deal with this matter of the equity fund. The third one is the oversight visits. And the view is that because we postponed the oversight visit to Limpopo, we must proceed with that oversight visit and identify other areas that we need to also visit with the focus in addition on incomplete projects that are still in progress and projects that have collapsed. So when we go to Limpopo, as agreed last year, it was that we'll split ourselves into all the districts, as Honorable Kumbi was suggesting, split ourselves and then be joined by our provincial counterparts. For instance, when we go and meet at the district level, we would want to engage, among other things, on the relationship between municipalities and the water boards, so that indirectly, Ntatebolthina, we also deal with this matter of meeting with the Department of Water and Sanitation, so that whatever oversight visit we undertake, we engage with the water boards there through the engagement on how municipalities are dealing with matters of tourism and broadly hospitality in general. There's also, from my side, I will also suggest that we add some meeting with all the funding institutions, both private and public, on how they are contributing to the growth of the tourism industry, its sustainability, where there's potential, how do we help that particular potential so that it can be strengthened. We will, as Honorable Kumbi was saying, take all the necessary precautionary measures into account around COVID-19 so that we are not reckless, particularly how we are going to travel. I'm sure we will have to take that into account, Honorable Boltina, and the rest of the support staff that is working with us in the tourism sector. We must also insist, that the Boltina, that wherever we go, we need a report in advance on how to the risk of contracting before we go, that we did ask it that. And then we can assure the members that we think all the necessary precautionary measures have been taken into account. Can I then take it, Honorable Members, that with those additions, they will be added and then the program can be submitted to the House so that it's included in the program of Parliament. I take it that we agree that that is our program. Do we have announcements in that table, Tina?
Chairperson?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, man, I just
bring that Gumbi.
There was a time where you were cutting a little bit.
Sorry, I didn't see your hand.
No problem.
Yeah, you can see.
There was a time where you were cutting a little bit, so I'm not sure that you might have covered before something like that. Did you, because I made the one thing about the inviting of all the businesses and private players, so people who are not involved in government and stuff like that. Did you say that we must also bring those?
Yes.
You did touch quite a bit. Okay, cool.
We did. It's part of the way forward, big and small.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Chairperson, can I also just make an addition that it's big and small, organized and unorganized?
Yes, it's big, small, organized, and unorganized. Formal and informal. That's our approach, yeah. Thanks, Honorable Makubela, for that, yeah.
Chairperson, it's Honorable Winkler.
Yes, Honorable Winkler.
Yes, I also just wanted to ask about whether you had seen my contribution to the chat about the community tourism organizations and whether we should not have a joint meeting with, I think, representatives from these local organizations from across the provinces, because often they fall by the wayside, but I think that they present huge opportunities to boost tourism in their specific areas, and perhaps they would benefit from guidance and support and feeling like they have some buy-in into you know, the tourism discussion. So perhaps convening a meeting virtually with them.
Yes, Honorable Winkler, I saw your note. I opened that the bulletin has also seen it. I assumed that it falls in the context of our agreement that we must engage everybody. But for recording, yes, it's included. It's included that that's the category that we'll also have to engage.
Thank you.
Are we all okay now, Honorable members? Thank you very much.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Yes. Doctor.
Yes, Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to start by greeting all the members in the meeting. Maybe I just wanted to make an education or clarity towards the members of this. The oversight, as we proposed it before, maybe members will recall, that maybe 90% of the issues that members are raising are issues that will be included in the oversight visits. Let's make an example with what we had proposed. We're proposing an oversight visit. With regard to community organizations, etc., we were going to meet an organization we had already been organized with them that deal with home states, for example, to see how community tourism is being assisted in Limpopo. So these issues then become embedded in the program. If you look at issues such as inviting big and small players, what we normally do in this oversight visit is that we talk to municipalities and tourism associations in the areas that we are visiting. Then we then have those people in a meeting where members can then interact with all sorts of tourism players, big and small, and they will raise issues that pertain to them in that particular area. Because normally if we can invite them in a meeting like this, it will normally be your organized businesses and members lose the voice of the small players. So we will try as much as possible, because we still have to look at the parliamentary program in terms of when the oversight for purposes is scheduled. Because normally they will have a slot that is put aside for oversight. So members must rest assured that when we go to any particular area for oversight, all these issues that members raise will be added. And I'm not sure if Honorable Makubela can even assist in outlining how we know, because I get a feeling that members may be are concerned that the only part of their work that is being done now is meetings. And the problem that we had, as members will recall, was the issue of COVID and meeting terms of oversight going out there in the field, cancer. But when we get an opportunity, as we'll try to explore and see what is possible now, all these issues become embedded that which is normally a 4-day program. It becomes embedded in that program, then members will get an opportunity to interact with all these stakeholders and deal with all these issues that have been raised in this meeting. It's just by a way, Chair, of saying members must rest assured that these issues are on our that we were hamstrung by limited movement due to COVID. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, Doctor. Thanks for that. It's exactly going to be like that, Doctor. And but in addition, if there's a need for us to engage with anybody, any structure through Zoom, social platform, that opportunity must be availed and we must execute it. So in addition to going physically out, so that we will do, as members have suggested. I don't think we've got any announcements to make. So if that is the case, then this brings us to the end of the meeting. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all the members for their contributions to this program that is going to guide all of us going forward. The meeting stands adjourned. Thanks, honorable members. Enjoy your day.
Makubeka, makubeka. Lizzie.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
I miss you, Khalifa.
I also miss you.
Yes, I will call you. I miss you too much, my Khalifa.
Please.